The Lord bless you, precious family. Recently, a very holy young man in our community was disappointed in love, and my heart hurts for this precious brother. Jesus answered me, "Disappointment in love is one of the most painful things a soul can endure, and I dread it for my children." Lord, what do I say? What you have already said is good. Certainly you can write to her and explain this life more thoroughly so that she is not tormented with lies and operating out of fear. She is young and very much for herself. Married life requires you to live for your spouse as God moves you. Not everyone wants to die to themselves, especially the young who have their own dreams, mostly formed by what society values. Those who keep their lives will lose them, and those who lose them for my sake will find them. You have a wonderful group of people here who abandon their own ways and lives and look at the fulfillment of their relationship with me, and you will see the greatest treasure one could ever want. Are they happy? Yes, very happy, aware that they have chosen to live my will for their lives. It is a scary thing to throw yourself into the abyss of unknowingness, to abandon all you have known and worked for, to have a relationship with God. Boy, I went through that. I really went through that when I became a Franciscan. All I can say is like the Rio Grande Gorge, and at the bottom were the bones of all the people who didn't make the jump. Didn't quite make it. It was quite a leap into the unknown. To abandon all you have known and worked for to have a relationship with God can be tormented by thoughts that come against this foolishness. And the demons are not lacking lies to frighten one back into lukewarm, complacent life, a safe life that others accept and applaud you for. Yes, you give up houses, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, inheritances, and self-respect from your family and community. You become a fool for Christ, a laughingstock, a lazy, aimless person lacking in normal ambition to fit into society. That's how you were viewed. I just wanted to bring up, Paul talks about this, that we are counted as nothing while other people have substance and are respected. We're counted as beggars and losers. And I can't remember the exact scripture, and I couldn't get on the internet to find it. But it's true. When you live this life, go about scantily clad, without money and everything else, people look at you like you're a little on the nutsy side. So it was a scary decision to make to do this. He said, "Your heart is to fit into my heart, period, no matter what it takes. You are a radical fool, scorned by all, including those who say they belong to me and should know better. But they are owned by their comforts and the approval of parents and friends. They dare not step out of that mold that will never stretch, but always will stay within acceptable social boundaries." Yes, Claire, dearest, I have brought into your life souls that only want me and are happy to go without everything else to have me. Yes, there are degrees of detachment from the world, but they have done the most radical thing they could to have me without distractions and worldly cares, and I will reward them richly with mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters, houses, abundantly in this world, and persecution as well. You know how precious this family is, the love, the caring, the service, the prayer, Yes, these are graces I give in abundance to those who want to live only for me. To them I give the choicest spiritual gifts, and they are dressed as a bride awaiting her husband, adorned with precious stones and choice pearls, gems not of this world, which they shall wear for eternity. They are not living for mother, father, or any other precious person in their lives. They're certainly not living for money and a name. They are living only for me. Shall I not adorn them with the most stunning wedding garments? When heaven looks in on this little community, they see brides walking around in dazzling brightness, ready for their husbands to be. When he said that, I saw the spruce forest, dark and lush, spotted with stands of beautiful white aspens. It was nighttime, since we're living in the darkness until Christ comes to rule and reign. And walking through the forest were brides, dressed in luminescent white garments that shed light upon all the trees they passed by. Jesus continued, you do not see what those in heaven see. Your eyes are not yet open to the light that you emanate, but you shine nonetheless. All of you in your evangelical poverty are the richest among men on earth. There are none that shine as brightly as my brides. This is the reward on this earth for those who have recognized how foolish it is to live for themselves, or even worse yet, their friends and relatives. The light within them is burning and transforming them every day in preparation for heaven. But those in heaven see only the outer man burning with light, illuminating everything that is around them. The souls that have chosen me over the world shall not be yoked to those who choose to live for themselves. For those I have called to live this life in the married state, I will bring a suitable partner that also loves me more than themselves and the world. I will not give my bride to any soul who is earthbound by the opinions of men and does not love me more than themselves. I will reward them with a worthy wife, and they shall bring forth holy children. This is my promise to them. So weep not for those who say no to my invitation. They were not worthy, but you shall have one who is. That is my promise to those who love me and my holy will more than their own lives. Do not weep, but count yourselves blessed that you are not unequally yoked to a spouse who would continually choose the ways of the world and raise up worldly children. Wait for my choice, beloved ones. Wait. Period. Okay, that's the end of that message.